Think advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. My name is Trey Farrow. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today, only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Nick, what's going on? How are you ahead of week 11?
I'm doing great. How are you guys doing? Happy football Friday.
You too? Did you touch the game last night, by the way, or no?
I bet Mac Hollins over receiving yards. I did say on the show if I had to bet the game, I would have bet the Patriots. They pushed on the closing number. They won by 13. So if you laid 12.5, like congratulations, like you won your bet on New England. I only had the one prop in the game, which did hit, which I was happy about.
Nothing with Travion, because you've been pumping Travion on your Sunday morning show here on The Fan at 8 a.m., which I listen to every week, 10 straight weeks now. Looking forward to week 11 as well, getting all the insight before that Sunday slate. But you've been pumping Travion Henderson for multiple touchdowns on a couple of those weeks, and he had three last night.
Yeah, well, just like, you know, he had the multiple touchdown game, the first one last Sunday against Tampa Bay. So, you know, like the market kind of caught up to him. Like, I guess like you can make that bet. It's not how I like to bet. Just feel like market expects him to score. I think he's going to score also. Not much to do there. He did look great in the game. Just like worth noting, it took like 47 running back injuries for the Patriots to play like their actual potential superstar running back this season in Travion Henderson. And I guess unless you have anything else you want to get to in the Jets game, BT, you know, they did win a couple in a row.
Mm-hmm.
That was much needed L for me to be eating a steak on your dime coming up after the season.
Well aware. Hey, Saints. By the way, what was the number that we decided on? I keep forgetting.
No, you don't.
No, I do. I swear to God.
What, was it 5.5?
I thought that's what it was.
It was 6.5.
Oh, no, it wasn't 6.5.
Well, yes,
what do you mean yes? Oh, you just said 5.5.
I thought it was.
Yes.
No, I thought it was.
It was 6.5.
I think it was 4.5.
Well, we have it on tape.
Guess what, BT? What? You're losing no matter what. So I don't even think it makes a difference.
Right, it might be 3.5 and just going to win that one. Before we move on to the Sunday slate, Nick, how good are the Patriots?
It's an awesome question. And I'm not sure I have a great answer. I don't know if anyone has a great answer. I think we're all guessing. My guess is this. I think that their most likely outcome this season is, and the inverse of what happened in 2018, when Patrick Mahomes was the young hotshot second-year quarterback who won MVP, hosted Championship Sunday, and the old GOAT, Tom Brady and the Patriots came in and beat them in overtime on the D-Ford offsides call, and the Patriots went on to win their last Super Bowl with Tom Brady in New England. I think it's going to be the inverse of that, and Mahomes goes into New England and beats them in January, like the Patriots went into Arrowhead in 2018. But I think, you know, because I said yesterday on You Better You Bet that almost no matter what the Patriots did last night, as long as they win the game, you can kind of hand wave it away and like, yeah, but it. Okay, like you beat the Jets. Yeah, but when you get to January, is your defense good enough? Yeah, but can Drake May go toe-to-toe with Lamar, Josh Allen, Patrick Mahomes when it matters the most? And when I actually sit down and think about it, I actually think I have a difference of opinion from what I even did yesterday when I was, and I'm going to do like a mea culpa on my show today a little later this afternoon, where I think the only team that I think would like absolutely beat the Patriots in Foxborough in January, because I think they're going to have home field. I think they're going to be the one seed, is the Chiefs. Now, Buffalo will go into New England in a couple weeks when the Patriots come out of their bye, and maybe the Bills win that game and we feel better about Buffalo. I think I'd still pick Buffalo, and I would still pick Baltimore. I don't think I'd pick the Colts to win in New England. So, you know, if things break right for New England and, like, KC gets bounced or something weird happens, could they make the Super Bowl? Like, I think they could. I think I'd still pick Buffalo or Baltimore or the old guard to beat them. But I do think it's a little more likely today than I thought it was yesterday,
well,
if I'm being honest.
Well, interesting. I mean, they're well coached. They run the ball. They're number one run defense. And Jets actually ran the ball against them last night, so I was a little surprised with that because the stats said otherwise. But they got some tight ends. They got some receivers. They got a shutdown corner in Gonzalez. They got a lot going for them. But I could still see why we're like, well, really, who are they? How good are they? I think that they're good, but I think that they're vulnerable this year. I think that that changes moving forward because I think Drake May, in a year or two, max, maybe three, he's one of the top three quarterbacks in football for a good 5, 6, 7 year run. I think he's that good. Do you?
Oh, we're like, that conversation's over already. Like, he's the top quarterback in the league. Like, it's done. Like, it's happened already. They're going to be a problem for a long time. And I know, like, Jets fans don't want to hear that. It sucks. Giants fans, I'm like, hey, like, we own the Patriots, man. But yeah, like, he's going to be good for a really long time. They're going to be good for a really long time. And BT, I do agree with something you said there about the Patriots and the AFC and the teams there. And I think what it really speaks to, the NFC, and I still think, and I know a lot of people disagree, and we'll find out. That's the beauty of all of this. I think the Chiefs are the singular best team still, despite their 5-4 record. But you can make a case, and you can disagree with that, right, that the Chiefs are the best team. All the best teams are in the NFC, right? So let's say you put the Patriots in the NFC, and they got to play Seattle, or the Rams,
yep,
or the Eagles,
Detroit,
or the Lions.
Yep.
I wouldn't take the Patriots to beat any of those teams in January.
I'm with you.
Now, but in the AFC, like, I don't think the Bills are that great. The Ravens obviously aren't that great, despite the superstar quarterbacks. Hell, the Chiefs are 5-4. And then you look at the rest of the contenders. Like, the Colts have a fatal flaw. It's Daniel Jones. Everyone in the local area knows that. I'm not being, like, rude. Like, who thinks Daniel Jones is going to win the Super Bowl? Like, nobody, right? Like, the Broncos have Bo Nix. Like, I don't think he's very good. So you can poke holes in every single team in the AFC. So, like, could the Patriots win the conference? Like, I don't think I don't think their defense is that good. But maybe something, like, Chiefs get knocked off, and maybe they get there, and then they get absolutely slaughtered by whoever wins the NFC in the Super Bowl. Now, I don't think the Patriots will get there, but given the conference they play in, I don't think we can say it's an impossibility.
Well, who do you think is the best team in the NFC? Because I could poke some holes in the NFC as well.
Eagles.
You think they're the best team still, better than the Rams? Your Seahawks, you've been touting the Lions.
Wow.
Explain that with the Eagles being the best team.
They have the best players, and they win every game. It's kind of like my thing with the Giants, and I'm sure we'll talk about that. Like, hey, like, the Giant, like, everyone's like, oh, this Giants roster is so great that Joe Shane built. Yeah, it's so great that they lose every game that they play. That's how good it is, that they lose every game. The Eagles, like, win every game. Not literally every game. They lost to the Giants. Obviously, they lost to the Broncos. Mm-hmm. But they usually win. And I don't care about, like, Jalen Hurts' downfield passing stats and, like, working through the muddy pocket and all this analytics nonsense that people are watching all 22 in a dimly lit room licking Cheeto dust off their fingers. I don't care. They win every game. So you give me, like, Eagles against Detroit, and we'll see it on Sunday night. I'll take the Eagles. Like, they're 2.5-point home favorite.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Favorite? I need Philly just to win at home. Sign me up.
Why is it got to be Cheetos, by the way? Can't it be like nacho cheese Doritos? If I'm going to have one cheesy substance on my fingers during a game from watching stuff, it's going to be, I'm going nacho cheese Doritos, Nick.
I think I'm going Cheetos. I really do. The Puffs, oh, God, those are good.
So the Puffs and the Crunchy are both good. I'm going to go with Sal, nacho cheese Doritos, but I think Cheeto dust is funnier than Dorito dust.
Okay, understood. Continue. Sorry to interrupt. Yeah.
It's a comedic device. I don't even know.
It's a real thing. It's like plaque.
No, I got it. I got it.
The Cheeto dust. What were you saying?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, like the Eagles beat the Rams every time they play, including like on the block kick for a touchdown, twice last year, including in the playoffs. Seattle has Sam Darnold. So, and look, like,
what about Darnold Detroit?
So we'll see on Sunday.
It's Separation Sunday in a lot of ways, Nick. You got the Chiefs
and the
Broncos.
NFC.
Well, you got the Chiefs, Broncos. You got the Lions, Eagles. You got the Seahawks and Rams. That's as good as it gets right there.
It is exceptional. This is going to be a great Sunday. Now, Darnold is the potential, and Seattle's the fly in the ointment here. Because, and I think I've said this with you guys, I've definitely said it on my show and on the Sunday show, if you could guarantee me that Darnold is going to play in January, or in big games, of which this qualifies, like he has thus far this season, like Seattle's probably the best team in the conference. And maybe like on Monday morning, the conversation's going to be just like, wow, like Seattle's the best team if Darnold balls out and he like stands toe-to-toe with Stafford and they win the game. So I acknowledge that possibility. But you're asking me that now before this weekend? I think the Rams will win. I think the Eagles will win. And if you told me pick the winner of an Eagles-Rams game, I'll take the Eagles. And it gives me no pleasure to say that as a lifelong Giants fan, but I have to call a spade and be honest with my opinion.
Of course you do. Nick, I want to take a quick little swerve here and get away from a team and focus on a player or two real fast here. This could apply to the Jets, but also other teams. So I know you saw Shanahan say that, hey, Purdy's healthy. Purdy's the guy. He's going to go back to Purdy. Mac Jones has played pretty well. If you're the Jets or another team that needs a quarterback, and you don't want to draft anybody this year, you have your eye on 2027 draft, which I think they actually will, do you make a play for Mac Jones for a year? I mean, could he be a decent Band-Aid? Because Justin Fields got to go. But not just a Jets thing. More on Mac Jones as a viable quarterback moving forward.
Engstrand's the offensive coordinator?
Yeah, I'll go with that.
Okay. Yeah, do I think Mac Jones is a fine bridge? Like, definitely. Now, the thing that has really helped Mac Jones, obviously, is Kyle Shanahan, who's just like the quarterback guru of all quarterback gurus, and puts, along with McVay, and puts all his quarterbacks in a position to succeed. Do I think that Mac Jones would have the same level of success with the Jets that he has with San Francisco? Like, probably not, but I mean, so, BT, I want to ask you a question to your question, which is, are you asking that, like, can Mac Jones maybe get like the Jets into like wild card contention, or can he just be like a competent option?
Incremental progress. Maybe they win 3 or 4 games this year. Next year, you're more in the 8-9, and then you find your guy in 2027. Just to keep the growth going.
I don't think Mac is winning 8 or 9 games with the Jets next year.
I don't even know who's on the team.
Well, I don't. I think like you take him out of the Shanahan bubble. I like A.D. Mitchell a lot. He can't catch. Like, I may have to give up on that. Dude, he's awesome.
I'm not giving up on him yet.
He burned Christian Gonzalez on that play down the field.
Yes, he did.
I think he's got the chance to be awesome.
I'm not giving up on him.
If it's Mitchell and it's like Garrett Wilson and you draft a receiver, I mean, I don't think Mac Jones is... I don't know if, like, Mac Jones is the answer to the question that you're asking.
I mean, I don't even want to turn it... Yeah, we don't need to turn it into 5 minutes on Mac Jones. Just curious.
What about Kyler Murray?
No, I don't want him here. Don't trust his health? No, not
doing
that.
He's got way more upside than Mac Jones.
I know
Jones
he does, but it's going to be a bigger commitment. Well, I'm looking for a Band-Aid.
What's been the issue with Kyler Murray, then? Why has it gone so wrong with Arizona?
So I'll be really quick on this. Yeah. I think he doesn't fit their offense. Okay. Like the Kyler comes from the Kevin Stefanski or Drew Petzing, excuse me, the offensive coordinator comes from the Kevin Stefanski tree. Kyler wants to run everything out of shotgun. This is why Deshaun Watson didn't work in Cleveland. So now that Jacoby Brissett's the quarterback, now they can run the offense they want to run. I think it's less a Kyler thing and more stylistic. They're not meshing the coaching and the quarterback. Okay. That's my opinion on that.
Good stuff.
All right. I mean,
also, can I just say this? Yeah. BT, I don't think you're thinking about it in the right way for next year.
Go ahead.
And I'm going to explain what I mean by
that. Yeah, no, go ahead. Go ahead.
I think if you're a Jets fan, and no one wants to hear this, but you have to, this is like, it's not checkers, right? It's chess. And I'm not BT. I'm not saying this is how you think, right? Mm-hmm. But like checkers is like we win 4 games this year, let's win 7 next year.
Yeah, I got you.
Honestly, like, I think you should win 4 games this year and 4 games next year. And be bad again. 3 first-round picks in 27. Remember, that's the Jeremiah Smith draft, the Ohio State
receiver.
Absolute monster receiver.
Yep.
Ryan Williams, the Bama receiver. Like, that's the Arch Manning draft. I think he's going to play really well tomorrow against Georgia. Mm. I think, like, they have set themselves up to contend now 28 and beyond with the 5 first-round picks in the next 2 years.
Yep.
I kind of think, like, they should not want to be good next year. And I know Jets fans don't want to hear that.
No, well, listen, I think I'm pretty realistic where they are. I'm seeing some signs of at least playing hard. I like the trades. I like what they did. The only thing that I would say is because they've got so much draft capital, I think you could win 6 or 7 games or have incremental progress and still be in a position, not to mention $200+ million in free agent money, cap space, I should say, where they could still do what they want to do. But I understand. Listen, if you have 3 or 4 wins, you're going to have better draft choices, clearly. But I think they can maybe thread that a bit better, the needle. But, I mean, we'll see. They need talent, man. That's a given.
Nick, where are you at with your Giants here? I know you're happy, obviously. Dable's no longer there. Is there anything Kafka could do in the final 7 weeks that would make you want to retain him as the next head coach?
Well, can I answer your question in a different way?
Yeah, sure.
I think he's going to get the job.
What?
I'll say that.
I'm telling you, dude. Yeah.
And I'm going to tell you why.
Oh.
The Giants, if they're actually keeping Joe Shane, which I think is an unbelievable mistake for a million different reasons, I want someone to tell me the head coaching candidate worth his salt that's coming to work for Joe Shane, who's going to be like Joe Shane's going to preside over another rebuild. Like, the head coach is going to come in next year expecting to win. And if they don't win, like, Shane's getting fired. And then a new GM's, this is what bad organizations do. It's why Shane needs to go also. So the way I see this is, I don't think anyone's coming to coach the Giants. If you could say it's an attractive job, great. If Shane gets fired, a new GM gets hired, that GM didn't hire you. And I think Kafka's going to be, like, they're kind of attached at the hip. I would say Kafka's the leader in the clubhouse to get the job.
Oh, but there still is a path to have Shane and Kafka both out. And then it becomes attractive again, no?
Well, I'm just going to go by what John Mara said in the press release, and things can change, obviously.
Well, there are some. I'm with you.
He wrote in the press release that, like, we think this is a good team. Like, am I crazy? People are, like, it's wild to me, the people that defend this roster. Like, it's that Dable screwed the whole thing up. Guys, like, can we, I promise, we don't have to do, like, the mental gymnastics, contorting yourself like you're in Cirque du Soleil. No one has to do this. The team stinks. They lose every game. They lose every game. Can I say it again? They lose every game. Don't tell me this roster's good when they can't win games. Even accidentally, they don't win any games. Stop it. The roster stinks.
And they're saying that they believe that the roster can win some games without Brian Dable with a different head coach, which is what they're going to evaluate the final 7 games. And my hope is that the reports of Ian O'Connor saying it's not a sure thing that Shane is back, they're still going to be evaluated. My hope is that that's accurate, because I'm like you. I blew a gasket when I read that press release. I couldn't believe it. But I still believe, if you believe Ian O'Connor, and I think he's as respected a reporter as there is, there may be a chance where if things maintain the way that they're going, then maybe there could be a cleaning house situation.
I hope that happens. The guy I want, and, like, people jump down my throat for saying it, because he is, like, suing the team in the league. But I think if they came to him and they said, hey, like, we want to interview for the job, I bet you he'd drop it. I want Brian Flores to coach the Giants.
That's I
don't know if that's
too.
Realistic.
Yeah,
but that's,
I like that's him. I like him a lot. And I said the same thing for the Giants. I just don't know if this is the perfect spot for him. If I were another team outside of New York and outside of being sued by him, I'd 100% have him on my short list. I'd love to see it.
Can we talk about, like, the first, like, the first wave of candidates that got reported?
Yeah, go ahead. Dude, we got
the fact that Giants, like, Spags, okay, like, Giants legend, was a head coach with the Rams, was terrible. Like, he's in his mid, like, come on. And Antonio Pierce.
Super
Why? Because he won a Super Bowl with the Giants? Like, should Plaxico Burress be the head coach?
Well, I mean,
should Kevin Boss be the head coach?
I mean, come on, dude. Pierce has been coaching at least. I'm not saying he should get the job.
He's not getting the job, but he's been coaching. But this is like the guys that they're interested in. Like, the pool is horrible.
Yeah. Would you take McCarthy?
Who's coming to work for this team?
Would you take McCarthy?
No.
Why not?
You want Bill back? Bill Belichick?
No. No. I think Gruden's terrible.
Okay.
Dude, he went back to the Raiders and didn't win anything.
I get it. I'm just asking your opinion. So you want
like he's fun. He's right. A fun soundbite. Like Mike McCarthy would have the Giants win regular. Like that would happen. They'd win regular season games. They are not winning a Super Bowl with Mike McCarthy.
I know you're gonna laugh.
That
at
should
this.
Be the goal,
Nick. I know you're gonna laugh at this, right? I mean, if you don't want McCarthy, you definitely don't want this guy.
No, don't say.
Yeah,
it.
He's gonna laugh, right?
Don't
so,
say.
So the Giants defense needs a serious tweaking, and Robert Saleh knows the market. I know it sounds crazy.
Yeah, he knows the market.
He does.
Yeah. Roberts, what are you... You don't mean that, right?
No, I do.
No, you don't.
I have a conversation with him.
Eddie wants Joe Douglas as the GM. He said that earlier in the week.
There's no way you mean that. There's just no way.
I think you have a conversation.
Possible. Sal, I got told by somebody that you were talking about Josh McDaniels maybe for the Giants. Is that accurate?
I brought it up to Baldy, yeah.
I mean,
did Baldy laugh at you said that?
He dismissed it. I love Josh McDaniels for years. I know after the last time, you're probably not going to get a head coaching job again. But I brought it up because Baldy was saying that McDaniels done such a great job as the offensive coordinator.
Yeah, as an offensive coordinator. Yeah, he's the worst head coach maybe of all time. He's terrible.
All right, I get it. All right, anything else for us, Nick? We done here? You got it out of your system?
Whatever you guys want. Yeah I mean, I think the Giants are going to get killed on Sunday by the Packers.
All right. We'll hammer that one. Take the Packers. What is it, -7.5 right now?
Seven.
Boy, they don't.
At least I'll give you a reason to watch.
They don't pay the big money for nothing. That Giants going to have a rough day on Sunday. Come on, Giants stink.
All
you,
right.
You think they can cover?
Sure. If that's the operative word, I don't think they will. You can make a case for it.
The Packers have stunk, and Jameis has a lot of volatility.
That was a weird Monday night game, too. No, I think the Packers squash him.
All right, Nick, we appreciate it. Go ahead, hit us with your line.
Wishing everybody minimal sweats, winning bets, the absolute very best of luck. If you're a Giants fan defending Joe Shane, like, grow up.
Check Nick out, as I will, 8 a.m. live Sunday morning right here on The Fan. That was the host of You Better, You Bet, and Odyssey Sports Betting Insider, Nick Costos. Insider calls presented by BetMGM. Make it legendary for all your betting and sports talk needs. Check out the BetMGM network on the Odyssey app. We'll come back. We'll have Perfect Parlay Pick segment at 1:20.
Think advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
With TikTok ads, we went from 250,000 downloads to over 1 million downloads in less than a year.
I'm Eve.
I'm Anam, and we're the co-founders of Alinea.
Alinea Invest is an investing app for Gen Z.
We run 50 new ads per week with 3 variations thanks to TikTok's Smart Plus campaigns. If you're not advertising on TikTok, you're missing out.
Drive more app downloads only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.